Hello and welcome back to The Meaning of Life. Today's episode is a little bit of a different one. I'm currently actually laying down in the front passenger seat of Joe Schofield's car.
Hello, boys and girls.
We're with Joe today.
Hello. Yeah, we were filming outside, weren't we? Probably the last episode that you heard. But it got a bit chilly, got a bit dark, and we just thought we're probably a lot safer in the car. We've locked the doors. We're at the end of like this narrow path. We can't really see much, but I feel exposed.
You feel exposed?
I feel vulnerable.
Do you actually?
I don't feel safe.
Is it because I'm in the car with you?
No. I just don't feel like like at ease. But maybe we can. I'm trying to think. Like maybe like just ease up with what we're going to be talking about and like.
Would it be better if you having the light off? Because then we're not visible, you know.
Oh yeah, maybe
just turn all lights off. Like.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Then no one can see us anyway.
Yeah, true.
So this edition of the podcast is going to be one slightly different to my usual ones because, you know, as I said, we're currently in the car and I don't have a set topic for today. I don't have a set thing I've researched because I have been lucky enough to be graced with the presence of lovely Joe. Yeah.
I'm lovely Joe. That's me. I'm lovely Joe.
Yeah, you are. And I thought, you know, whilst we've got him, we might as well dig his brain out. So we're going to try and, depending on what mood he's in, I'm going to try and talk about some things.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are you, first of all?
I am good. I've got things like coming up on the horizon, and like life is good at the moment. I've been keeping my fitness quite well. I don't know if anyone cares about this much, but like been like doing a lot of like fitness stuff, feeling good, feeling stronger. Looking like an absolute Greek god, so feeling pretty good. What about yourself, Craig?
Well, I'm with you, so I'm always happy with you. But in general, I'm good. Yeah, uni's going well. I'm happy to be making TV programs again.
That's cool.
And doing podcasts as
and
well.
Flexing those creative muscles.
Flexing that, getting that juice out.
Getting what juice out?
That lovely creative juice.
Oh, okay.
So, juice aside, did you have anything you wanted to, give out to the? It's nice looking out the roof here.
Yeah, you can see like it's one of those nights where it's dark, but it's not fully dark, so you can see the clouds and the sky. And because the windows are slightly tinted, it just looks like nice.
Nice.
It's not really a better way to describe it.
Have you seen that Michael Rosen video?
Nice.
Melanie.
I think everyone's seen that video.
everyone's seen that, yeah, for sure. So how about I just jump in, right?
Go for it.
I want you to tell me all of your thoughts, and you can go off on the topics of religion, every religion there is, anyone, you know, any thoughts you have about anything religious related, and just personal experience and what your general thoughts are.
Personal experience makes me like think of when I was younger, and I wasn't religious, but obviously our society and our culture is founded on religion, so obviously it creeps into everyone's life in some way. But I think as I was younger, I went to this thing called the Holiday Club, which was like at school, everyone at school after in the 6 week holiday would go to the Holiday Club, which was the church would put on like activities for the kids. It'd be like 10 till 1 or something the first week of 6 weeks. I don't really know, like thinking of it now, it doesn't sound that appealing, but I think it was more because everyone went, like it was really good and you could do arts and crafts and like all stuff like that, and everyone went. And that was like my youngest experience, I think, with religion. I didn't really know what it was really then, and like we'd sing like hymns and stuff. Yeah, I remember I think I went on holiday and I was still singing the hymns like in the pool, and probably all the other people around the pool thinking, this kid's like being brainwashed, like this kid is a Jesus fan, and I'm singing like he's got the whole world in his hands while I'm like jumping in the pool. But yeah, I mean, now on religion, I don't know if I'm a religious person. I don't think I am. I might be a spiritual person. I don't like the idea of saying I feel like there's a higher power, because I don't know how to describe to anyone what I feel like a higher power is, or who it is, or what it is. It just kind of exists, like the wind. Like, what is the wind? Where does the wind come from? What is this higher power, and where does it come from? I don't know if, but also it's like, it's kind of like a daily thing, you know? Sometimes I'm like, yeah, it's just the powers of being. Sometimes I'm thinking, why did that happen? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, Craig?
I know what you mean.
You know?
Do you think there's, do you see an existence, like in your, from your personal perspective, do you think there's a divinity to the world? Do you think there is a divine sort of presence or being? Not necessarily person.
In the sense of divine, like something that is perfect.
Well, in more in the traditional sense of divinity being like, you know, words associated with God and spirituality. So every living person has a certain amount of ego, right?
Yeah.
And an ego is literally, all it is an existence of yourself, right? So like a cat has an ego, a human has an ego, yeah. A laptop doesn't, not yet.
Yeah.
But basically, your ego can get too high, where you only think about yourself, and your living, your personal experience is your thoughts, your experience, that's it. That's having the extreme ego. And then having no ego is when you don't recognize yourself. So you dissociate or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like you get people that aren't spiritual or aren't religious, and they generally tend to have bigger egos. Not in a bad way, but no. it just means they're more focused on themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think ego is, like, when you think of the word ego, it's sort of like a bad term. It's often used like, oh, he's got a big ego. But now I think of it, I might have quite a big ego, because I spend a lot of time in my head. I would class myself as an amateur philosopher. but I mean, I just ponder a lot of stuff and think about a lot of stuff, especially when, I don't know. I mean, it's good to think, and I don't know if I believe in a divinity. I feel like what I believe in isn't, I don't know if I believe in it. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's like, I don't believe that there's a power. I don't believe that there's a God sitting there saying, okay, so I'm going to make Craig now text Joe to meet him or whatever. Or I'm going to go and I just feel like stuff, like fate. I think that's the best way of putting it. I kind of believe that everything is going to kind of happen and meant to happen and whatnot, you know. But I don't know if I believe that because it's true, or if it just helps me sleep at night.
Yeah, that's definitely often the thing with religious people, isn't it? Like you get some that genuinely believe it, and they're like you know, really wish I was like them. But I feel like you also get some people that want it to be true.
Yeah, because this is one thing that, like, what you're saying about like wanting it to be true is, I know this sounds kind of weird, but for ages I didn't know that committing suicide was a sin. And right. I used to think, why don't people just like kill themselves? It's like a cheat code. You're straight into heaven. You're straight in the good place. Because obviously it's a sin, because it's a cheat code, really. Like, if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's the sin, because the idea is that, you know, there is that all life,
you should
is,
be grateful.
Is, all life is created by God. And, you know, the idea is that you're lucky. And if you like kill yourself, then you're disrupting God's plan and God's actions. That's the idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main reason I don't believe in God, and I believe in a fate, a fate with no moral compass and no being and no, like, and no conscience, is because I'd be very angry at God if he was a real construct or entity, because of all the bad that there is as well as the good, you know.
I get that.
It doesn't really make sense to me why that would happen. And you can say like, oh, it's the devil, but no, like,
yeah, that's
you can't just say it's the devil. If he created everything, then how does that work? Like, it just doesn't really add up. And one thing that I always think about with religion, well, not religion, but Christianity in general,
yeah,
is, isn't it true that if someone, this is going to sound really random, but if someone has sex with their sister or someone that they're related to,
okay,
that's, it doesn't end well, because isn't there like too many of the same chromosomes, and often the child, yes, will end up deformed or,
yeah,
or have, but then with Adam and Eve, we're all related. So how the bloody hell does that work?
Did you know in Iceland, they have an app where
Iceland
you got,
the country or Iceland?
The country.
Oh, okay.
They have a population of something terribly small, in under a million.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people there in the country accidentally hook up with their siblings or their cousins. So they made an app where you basically connect it and it tells you if you're related.
That's very interesting. Whoa, that is
crazy. What do you think of that?
Whoever made that app is definitely onto something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of that whole... I mean, that is crazy that it's that small. But, I don't really know how to process that, really. I don't know what to say. I don't really have an opinion on it. It just exists.
It does.
And I'm for the app. For less people trying to get with each other.
Have you been to Iceland?
The supermarket or the...
The fucking country, no. Joe, we're not talking about frozen
pizzas. Sorry. No, I haven't been to the Iceland country.
The Iceland country. Would you like to go?
I've been to
Iceland.
Lapland.
Is that a strip club or?
No. No, I went to Lapland as a kid and met Father Christmas. But is that in Iceland or Greenland or Finland? It's in one of the lands. I don't know. I might have been to Iceland.
I don't think that's in Iceland.
But I've been to the supermarket, in case you wonder.
I didn't ask. Oh. But so I was going to ask you a question a minute ago. Just one quick thing. One more quick thing about the big G.
Go for it.
I was wondering, and this is quite a personal thing to me.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm the only one. Basically, when you look at something like a tree or a leaf or an animal or a plant or, you know, anything properly natural and living.
Yes.
And then you look at a brick or like concrete or something.
Yeah.
Or a mobile phone. Do you get different vibes from stuff that's natural? And stuff
I don't
that
know
isn't?
If I do looking at it, but thinking about it, I do.
We're in the car right now.
Yeah.
Right? And if you compare the car we're in to like these trees along here.
Yeah.
Do they have different energies to you, or are they just different things?
I think they have different energies to me when I think about them. Because I'm processing the world now as this is a car and we're in the car and there's a tree there. But when I think about a tree and a brick, I'm thinking of the brick as hard and jagged and rough, and I'm thinking of a tree as like maybe shelter, and shelter from like the sun and shade, yeah, and something that you can climb and leaves fall off it, and that has like a rotation throughout the year, like a cycle. You know what I mean?
It's progression, right? It's like,
yeah,
stuff like trees and anything natural, is everything natural has a journey and a progression.
Yeah, that's
but
what, yeah.
Man-made things don't. They're built and that's it.
Mm.
And to me, like, personally, I think, like, you know, when I look at, don't get me wrong, I love cities. I love, because the thing, but the reason I love big cities is because of the people.
Yeah.
And I don't love the buildings themselves. I love the people in the buildings. And when I think of London, and then I think of somewhere, you know, like the Lake District.
Yeah.
For me, it's a completely different mentality. And I feel like that to me is...
It feels so much more serene. Like that, as soon as you said Lake District, like city, I wasn't paying attention, but as soon as you said Lake District, it was like...
Exactly.
Whew, like a big, deep breath. Now we're in, like, do you know what I mean? Like transporting it. Maybe the listener, whoever's listening to this, can maybe like...
Yeah,
understand what we're saying. Look, we're picturing the city, we're thinking, like, I'm picturing someone walking down a pavement and I can see blurry buses going past and all this stuff. And then as soon as I picture a serene, as soon as you say Lake District, I'm thinking zoomed out, super wide, long shot of a beautiful, like, rolling fields, like the greenest of green grass. And, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what's going on, crazy city? We're
calm
in the Lake
down.
District. And just from you saying a word like that, like, it's pretty crazy, really.
And the funny thing is, that is, to me, that is God.
Whoa. Okay. Keep going. Sorry, keep going. That's
So well, it's basically just that so I was always agnostic, right?
What do you define that? Just because I know it is, isn't it that you believe it, that there's, you don't believe in God, but you would if you could prove it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're open to the idea, but you kind of guy that needs evidence. Right?
Yeah.
I was that for a long time. I used to be an atheist because I used to watch Ben Shapiro. Then I grew up.
I remember Matty Healy from the 1975 said, "I used to be an atheist, but now I'm an atheist," which is like for me. I used to think you're an idiot for believing in religion.
Yes.
But now I'm of the opinion that if you believe in religion and it helps you get through your daily life and you enjoy it and it's something that you gain pleasure from and it's a way to direct your gratitude for being alive,
yeah,
then more power to you.
But that is, in a way, that attitude that you give towards that is, you know, to me personally and to other people, that is the attitude of God, right? And there's
so you associate that feeling with God?
I associate all feelings with God, personally.
Whoa.
Damn. Because I think emotion is a very beautiful thing that nothing man-made has.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you look at your car,
yeah,
you might get some emotions from it. Like, you might get happy memories of like a road trip.
Yeah.
But it's never, oh my God, that the radio came on and made me so happy. It's my friends were singing to the radio. That made me happy, right?
Or the song came on the radio that made me happy. It wasn't the actual radio that made me happy. It wasn't the,
It's a bit of a stretch, but you could argue that man-made objects don't give real emotions off. But
could you? But what I'd argue that if I look at a guitar, if I didn't know how to play guitar, that is boring. But I can play guitar, and that gives me a sensation when I play, because yeah, I'm almost like, if I look at a car, I don't feel anything. But when I drive a car at 60 miles an hour on a beautiful day while we're going across a sunset, that makes me feel something, you know?
Yeah. But that could also...
But is that God? Because it's not man-made? Well, no, because it is man-made, sorry.
Okay, so say you're describing your driving.
Yeah.
If you picture this, you know, road you're driving down, what do you see? And most importantly, what makes
the
you
fields
feel,
and the sun?
What
and,
makes you feel things?
Yeah, and the breeze on my face, and maybe Hotel California by the Eagles in the background.
On a dark desert highway.
This is the solo.
Cool. So yeah, I guess.
Do you think? Sorry.
No, just
could you say that music and art bridges that gap between man-made and nature?
Yeah.
That is why there's often art gives us a sensation like no other.
That's deep, you know.
Damn, that is deep.
Wow.
Meaning of life.
The meaning of life. But yeah, I have all these... I mean, because I used to be agnostic, and my girlfriend is Christian, right?
Yeah.
And she kind of... She was... She's always been very amazing with it. She's never pushed Christianity on me, but she's always taught me things and helped me out when I need guidance.
Yeah,
which is lovely. And the thing is that through her kind of allowing me to be more myself and opened up, I learned that myself, I'm not religious, right?
Yeah,
there's no one religion that I follow because I've studied Christianity deeply.
Yeah,
but personally, I cannot find it in my soul, my heart, my mind, whatever, to fully convince myself and fully align myself with like the New Testament and like.
I'm also with you on. I think Ricky Gervais once said, "It's funny that it's not like the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter, where the religion chooses you. Where you choose the religion. The religion chooses you. Wherever you're born, you're born into that religion. So if I was born in India, I don't want to say." The wrong one.
Is it mostly Hindu? Right?
I was going to say Hindu, but I just didn't want to get it wrong.
I think so.
Let's say it.
Well, you'd be one of the more.
If you're listening to this and I'm saying this wrong, please don't be offended because I'm ignorant and I'm sorry. I should have had that ready. I should have had that factoid.
I think you're okay.
Okay, but yeah,
it's one of the Eastern Hemisphere, like majority Asian.
But that's what I mean. Religions. It's weird. It's not weird to me, but it's just, that doesn't make sense to me. I think Ricky Gervais said that the best, like, that doesn't make sense that like that wherever you're born chooses you. I think it'd be so much better if you should Dumbledore chooses you, like the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter.
I love how we're having such a deep conversation about God and life and you bring out Harry Potter and Ricky Gervais.
I'm a man of culture.
I can evidently I can tell that. Oh, that's your hand.
That is my hand.
We just touched hands, ladies. We just touched hands, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not what I came here for.
What did you come here for?
God. I do. Sorry. Are you still going with your thing? Because there is a theory that I want to run by you.
No, I'm done with God talk. If
okay.
Because you go for it.
Michael. Do you mean Michael?
Michael who?
Michael
McIntyre?
Zora.
Schumacher?
Michael that we went to college with.
Michael that we went to college with, yes.
So he's I want to say ZX is his, he makes music by, I don't know if he'll be listening to this, but I really hope
I
he is.
I don't think he knows. Well, he probably remembers me, but
you should check out his music. Oh, there's a car coming.
There's a car pulling up.
We're down like a really weird road.
Either,
oh no, they went round. Car, that was a bit scary. Those lights were very bright. But anyway, he told me this. He said once to me, he's quite into spirituality. And he said, look up this the human and the egg theory. And what it is that we are, every person is connected. And it's basically, since every person ever, it's the same person living out the life. And every time you gain a bit of knowledge from living a life. And once you've lived out every single life possible is when you become a god. That is it in very simple layman's terms.
So is it...
But it's just so interesting. Like, I never thought that before.
So is that you become a god as in you are the god or everyone becomes a god?
No, you are the god. I think it's like almost one entity living out... Like, right, like one soul is everyone's soul, if you want to look at it like that.
A collective consciousness.
But not like me and Craig are a hive mind. And then now we say something at the same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hive mind.
Tranquility
Base Hotel and casino is underrated.
I told my mother I wouldn't lie. But,
gosh.
No, sorry. It's a good album.
I'll tell your mother something else.
She might be listening to this.
Oh, hello.
What's your mother's name?
My mom's name's Joanna.
Joanna.
Why would you call your son Joe and you Joanna?
Joe and Joe.
She didn't think that through.
Does she go by Joe?
She goes by Joe. She's big Joe and I'm little Joe, even though I am bigger than her.
You're like 8 foot tall.
I am. I'm a tree.
You're the green giant.
But yeah, that is it. Like the idea of a collective consciousness. Collective consciousness, but collective soul almost. And we all like, and you gain experience from what life throws at everyone's life. And then once then you have enough wisdom to almost transcend and become a god. Or not a god, but just become at one with the universe. It's very interesting. I really would recommend typing in. I think it's like the human in the egg theory or something on YouTube. It's very good. It's a good watch.
Would that be like 100% level 100 ego?
That would be like...
Ultimate ego.
That'd be ego over 9,000. Yeah. That'd be like ego crazy.
Master ego.
That would be... In like the Marvel comics where ego is a planet.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's like a living planet. Ego, the living planet, is the thing in the Marvel comics.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, you know me. Sorry, that was a hiccup or a burp. I don't really know what that was. Sorry, whoever had to hear that on the microphone. One thing I do want to talk about is the idea of finding yourself and being yourself and being oneself, because this is one thing that I've been thinking a bit about lately, is like the idea that... like, to find yourself. And I heard one theory where it's like, think of the person that you want to be and become that person. But I kind of think at the moment, and what I've sort of come to terms with, is right now I'm the Joest Joe, and tomorrow I'm going to be the Joest Joe. I am the most me in the present moment, if that makes sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
You're the Craigest Craig right now, because all the influences that you've had, the walk that we've just had, everything that your life has led up to.
You mean as in that. every experience we have adds up and we're constantly growing.
Yeah, because almost not, I wouldn't even say constantly growing, because like I've said to you before, one of my favourite bands is McFly. Now, years ago, I loved McFly.
McFly!
I still do
hey,
love
McFly.
McFly,
butthead!
But I don't listen to McFly 24/7. I listen to like loads of different music, and I really like McFly.
Can I take my shoe off?
Of course you can, but cheers, the fact mate. That I don't listen to McFly, does that make me, like, it's such a crucial part of my personality now, and I don't listen to them that much? Does it? Is it? Am I losing part of me? Like, is it not? Am I? Do I hate McFly? No, do I? Am I lukewarm to McFly? Do you get what I mean?
I'm 19 now, right? And when I was 13, I listened to My Chemical Romance all the fucking time, and I fell in love with the band. I really did.
I think everyone did at one point.
I learned all their songs. I got their T-shirt. I put an eyeliner. All the stuff. And I don't listen to them anymore regularly. However, every now and then, like once every few months, like I have two of their records. I just put them on.
Yeah.
Just because I know the words. I know, well, not all the words, but I know the songs. I remember them. And it's like just a part of nostalgia that's still a part of me.
Yeah.
So it's good to like revisit these things.
Because that's why
then.
I'd argue that we're not always growing, because there are points of reflection, you know?
Yeah.
But is there growth in that reflection? I don't really know. I'd argue that there's not. But I do feel like what I said, like I went through a phase where I really liked the 1975. I still do really like the 1975. Because I haven't listened to them in a while, or like listened to one of their albums fully, am I a different version of myself? Have I grown up? I'd argue that I'm not. I've taken what the 1975 have shown me, and now I'm more. You know what I mean? I am who I like when I'm listening to Metallica, or whether I'm listening to ABBA. You know, I'm the most me in that moment.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because I'm doing what I want to do.
There's also different versions of you.
Exactly.
Do you mean like different moods, you know?
Yeah. And I'm listening to what is I'm feeling. I'm expressing.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like I have I'm ever grateful for the innovation of the playlist.
Yeah.
Because I have for example, like I walk my dog a lot, right?
Yeah.
Every few days, and I have a playlist called Big Alice, which is Big Thief, which are a band, and Wolf Alice.
Nice.
And I get Big Thief's rock, like heavier music. They're a very light, battling a calm band. But I get their slightly rock music, and I get Wolf Alice's calmer music.
Yeah.
And they're all in one. That's all in one playlist, and that's for like, you know, calming kind of stuff. And then you might be in like a mood where you want to put on Led Zeppelin and Royal Blood.
Down and down, dig it, dig down, dig down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A down, down, dig it, dig down, now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, most. Downtown.
Don't need to get political, Craig.
That's like the Rex Orange County song. Like down, down, down.
No, you've lost me. What song?
Down, down. Oh, Sunflower.
Love came in. Oh, Sunflower. Down, 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 down. Oh, yeah.
Should we talk about capital gains tax?
I don't know if it's the time, but we can.
I just want to know your quick thoughts.
Yeah, let's go for it.
On like, you know, taxing the rich, etc. And there's no right or wrong answers, you know. Like,
this is really hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to if you don't want to.
No. It's good to challenge yourself, and I think it's good to talk about. I am basically of the opinion that it's so tricky because like obviously I think one, like the wealth gap is pretty insane. I watched a video on it the other day and it was like, what is it, like 8% of what is it, 8 people in America have more.
That's the fact.
There are 8 people in America. Eight people in America have more wealth than than half the population, or something like that, right? Which is pretty bloody incredible, and I'm up for taxing the super rich, but I also think they have kind of worked for it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm not saying,
of course,
Do you know what I mean? Like, is that just stealing in a way? Not stealing. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's, and I'm not saying that they need the money. Of course, I'm not saying that they need the money, but like morally, it's kind of a moral situation. Is okay. So it's like Robin Hood. Is Robin Hood bad for stealing, or is he good?
I thought you meant the trading platform.
Oh no! Is Robin Hood bad for stealing or good for giving to the poor?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In God's books, both.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's like a double-edged sword. It's kind of it's
a double.
That's why I find this quite hard to talk about, is because I don't know where I stand with it.
Yeah. Do you think? I mean,
I am.
You want to know what I think? Oh, thank you.
Yes. I thought you were going for it anyway.
I was going to say. My side to that is that I think there are people that obviously make a shitload of money, and there are people that don't. But the people that don't make lots of money are kind of, in a way, trapped, right?
Yeah,
you know, most working class people, they can't, you know, we can't move to France just because we feel like it.
No.
And rich people, they can. They can go wherever they want. They can live under any government.
They can go to places like Monaco or Dubai. Exactly. They're tax havens.
Exactly. But if they say a billionaire lives here in England,
yeah,
they've chosen to live under this government, so they should follow the laws. But that said, I do feel very strongly that the governments, and specifically our current government, are very, very, very shit at spending money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's like, I'd be happier paying my tax if it was going towards good things.
I like the idea of tax almost being like shares, and people invest in what they want to invest in.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, people invest more into the police, and more into schools, and more into hospitals. Also figure out how that money's spent, because...
That's democracy.
I think that would be really interesting to just see that play out on, like, even just a microcosm, and take like just like a village, and the village has an app or whatever, and they all vote on what they want, and they pay, let's say they pay, just to keep the numbers easy, 10 grand a year in tax, right, just to keep the numbers easy, and you invest that tax every year on what you want to see improved within your council. And then there wouldn't probably even need to be a government. I think maybe just leaders of each department. Do you know what I mean? So like the head of...
But can I interject there?
Someone to steer the ship, but yeah, sorry, carry on.
I was thinking, if there was theoretically a system in which the people... everyone had to pay 10 grand a year tax, right?
Yeah.
If the system was they chose what things to pay tax on, nobody would end up paying it. So like, I think, like, theoretically, right, if everyone is forced to pay a set £10,000, right, and then they open up their you know, election app on their phone, their democracy app, and then there's, you know, a message from the town mayor saying you got £10,000 in your account, you know, you can't take it back, it all has to be spent this
and
tax
it can't
year.
Be sent spent on benefits that go to you or whatever. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like universal credit that goes to you specifically or something.
And you have this £10,000 balance, and it goes, these are the things we can do this month. This is how much it will cost out of your £10,000.
Yeah.
And it might say, if you donate, you know, if you put in 10, like, you know, say £100 of your tax money this year, we can fix the roads down the corner.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And also, I think it would be good for holding things accountable, like police and nurses.
Yeah.
Because you'd want to be providing good care, because also these people are paying your bills, you know. These people are investing in your hospital. So if you're giving them great treatment, they're going to pump more money into you, so you're going to do even better treatment. And like, everything that happened last year in America with the police and, like, police brutality, obviously, if this idea that we're, like, kind of a rolling up, like, hashing out right now, was in place in America, we both know, I think everyone knows, that the police funding would have dropped dramatically if this was true.
I mean, it works on a case-by-case basis, which is great, because it means, right, so if... Yeah, so say, like, your example of someone going to the hospital, and say they get surgery, and say this one man called Eric, he goes in to get his ear surgery, and they give him, like, the best...
Ear surgery because he can't
shut
hear.
Up. So. He go- He's a bit late. He goes, so Zay Eric goes in for his ear surgery, and he gets given the best fucking sandwich, right? And he gets a lovely cup of tea, and everyone is really nice to him. He can then go home, and when it comes to, you know, the weekly election day or whatever,
or when they choose,
he can choose to put this amount of money, put most of his money towards the NHS.
Yeah.
But then Andrea, who is in the next bed, actually, that's kind of sexist, isn't it? Making the woman angry.
It's fine. Also, Angry Andrea.
Angry Andrea, Angry Joker.
Let's roll with her. What
so Angry Joker is in the bed next, and, you know, she's having surgery for her liver because she drank too much. And then what happens is when she's getting surgery, some lad just, like, thought it would be funny to just put a sausage in there.
Are you going with this?
And then Andrea's, you know, they put the sausage in her, and then they tie her up, and then Andrea's like gets home and she's like, oh, it smells like pork. And then she'll get home,
and then she'll take money out of the NHS.
I don't think she'll be able to do that, but she might choose.
No, she might down her.
She might choose that month to not put so much towards the NHS because they put a sausage in her tummy.
Yeah. You know. So is that what you're explaining?
Yeah.
Also, do you think maybe some people might be like, whoa, this service is a bit too good. Maybe I should take some money out of the NHS and put it where it's better spent to the police or something.
That is possible. So we've kind of spoken about these different personal experiences.
Bloody everything, to be honest.
Everything.
It's been a real magic carpet ride.
Everything from Iceland to Ricky Gervais. And essentially, we just wanted to let you guys know that if you are listening to this, you probably were Joey's friends, not mine. And if you want us to do another podcast together and chat a bit more about different things, then absolutely do let us know.
Yeah. Also, really appreciate you watching this.
Listening.
Listening. Sorry. Yeah, listening. Yeah. But yeah, like, I just hope maybe if you're on a walk or if you listen to this at the gym or if you're just listening to this while you're playing Forza Horizon 4, which is probably what I'll be doing.
Lad,
because I've just been driving cars around there lately. I just hope you're having a good day, and if you're not, you probably know one of us, so if not, reach out. Just a little mental health
How's it going?
Yeah, just we'll probably, both of us are probably bored or chewing each other's ear off, so we probably want to get away from each other.
Talk
to someone else. So if you want to
tell you what,
if you spark up conversation, go for it.
If you're listening to this, I want you to message me or Joe and just pick your favorite. Pick your favorite, and then whoever gets the more messages is the better person.
Who's got the bigger willy?
And on that note, this has been The Meaning of Life. Thank you so much for listening. Join me again in a few days, exclusively on Spotify.
Please take care and fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight. Power to the people.
You said it, sister.
Yeah.